around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we are that indeed, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, October 26th. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As we kick off today's show, well, Mary and I have the Travel Pro packed once again, as immediately following today's live broadcast, we are headed to JFK Airport as our flight to Rome awaits. The big Let's Go America Tour 10-day Mediterranean Cruise 2024 begins. And by the time we return to New York on November 13th, change will have happened here in the U.S., and ideally our New York Yankees will once again be world champions for the 20th time, although the way it began last night wasn't helpful. The good news is the Red Sox are home, so I guess I'm going to take some solace there.
I'm crossing my fingers for those Yankees. As far as the cruise, this is a very different type of big Let's Go America tour that's ahead for us.
Sure is.
For the first time, we're going to be traveling with a number of show fans on an ocean cruise. Looking forward to that. And the response to this seaborne cruise has been so strong from our listeners that we've agreed to do another one next August. So if anyone's interested in Alaska, tuck that in the back of your mind. That will be August 2025, and we're going to be sharing more info in the weeks ahead on how you can be part of that trip with us.
Yeah, we certainly are. So that's all coming in the weeks ahead. But, you know, I do think it's going to be interesting to be in Italy for Halloween this week. We've never experienced that. We'll also be in Sardinia for the first time later this upcoming week, which means we'll have finally hit all the major Mediterranean Sea islands. Obviously, Sicily is very special since that's where a good part of my family is from. But looking forward to getting to Sardinia and see if we can search out some of that famous pasta. Rudy, listen. We were talking during the break. You had an epiphany up there. You have so tell us, how are things in Minnesota? And by the way, are you rooting for our New York Yankees to trump the Dodgers?
Yes, I am, just so you won't be grumpy.
Yeah. Okay, that's terrific.
What, did they lose last night? Is that
good
what
answer?
They did, Rudy.
Is that the first game?
It was brutal.
10th inning, Freddie Freeman is now not welcome in New York.
Is so, that anyway. The first game?
It's game one, yes.
Okay. Now, well, my granddaughters are visiting from England. Now, they have been to New York and Washington many times where their dad and mother are from, but they've never been to Minnesota. And the 14-year-old said, I don't want to go to our home in Bordeaux during school break in October. I want to go see where Gramps lives in Minnesota, which I was shocked because that meant I didn't get to go to Bordeaux. And the first thing they want to do, they said, we got to go to a Canes or a Cane. And I said,
Raising Canes.
Yes. It's called Raising Cane, but they should just call it Cane. I said, we don't have anything here called Cane. I don't know what you're talking about. And she gets out her phone, of course, and she says, there are 22 Canes. They're headquartered here in Minneapolis, the company. I said, I've never heard of this. It's you know, deep fat fried. I mean, you know, fried.
So now, right now, Bobby is twisting in Dallas.
I know
you are, Bobby.
I just learned before we went on the air that, you know, Bobby's, you know, part owner and has a love affair with it.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
So the first two places we had to go was Canes, and then across the street was a Target, and they went nuts. There's a Target, right? Look at how big it is. Can we go? I went, well, yeah, it's right across the street.
And
to Target.
TikTok
they start
sensations.
Running around. They can't believe how huge it is. They want to buy everything.
So
this
and
is
it's
what
social
we're
media that drives them.
This is what we're exporting.
So, Rudy, we joke at times that sometimes what we all talk about off air should actually be it's the gold that should be on air. And, Bobby, as you said, Raising Canes, it's all about what?
Oh, it's the cane sauce. It's great. It's delicious.
And Rudy, by the way, just before we started, folks, at around, you know, 10:03. Yeah, it was all right. I didn't like it.
Well, the girls weren't over. You know, I thought they were going to, because they see it on social media. Apparently, there's all this TikToks of teenage girls dipping their chicken finger things into the sauce.
They had one in Maui. We're just there. It was very busy. So right next to the
heard of it. I must pass them 100 times, you know, a year. And I don't even notice them because I don't notice fast food places.
Sports, fast food. They're
please tell me you've been in Target before.
Yeah. Of course, yes, I've been in Target.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been in Target, but
Target's
I mean,
a sense.
I don't think
you
can live in Minnesota.
Not nowhere nearly as excited as they were.
Well, that's.
All right, well, we got to move on. So
I America. Find Target quite exciting. Yes. All right, well.
Well, you and the girls could
yes, we get along.
I was almost
going
to leave them there all day.
Listen, we're going to Rome. Mary will enjoy the shops there and everything. She's looking forward
to
that.
Listen, they're well rounded. They grew up with oysters and on the shorelines of where they live in the summer. Yeah, yeah. And now like, they what? Like canes. I think it's great. All right. Well, to get you all in the voting spirit for Election Day, which is just 10 days away, why don't you find some time to go vote in our latest polls on the homepage of our website, rmworldtravel.com. They are linked to where we're headed, and we would definitely enjoy your input. So first question for our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with Seabourn, which country that we're visiting interests you the most? Second question, which country that we're visiting on this tour with Seabourn have you already visited the most?
And by the way, if you don't know what countries we're going to, folks, come on, you got to listen a little more attentively, all right? So, I mean, we've been talking about this. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, you know, I'm having some fun. I don't need any emails. You know, thank you on that. But essentially, Italy. We're going to Monaco, we're going to France, and we're going to Spain. And mm-hmm. we'll broadcast the show from Palma de Mallorca. So, all right, Rudy, we've got a little over 3 minutes. What's your number one news story in travel for the week?
Well, I guess it is news, but it's sort of consumer. This is very surprising to me. Amazon, if you're a member of Amazon Prime, if you go to their website and look for their sign up with a gas station deal, it's called a gas landing page. You will, if you type in your phone number and go to any BP or Amoco or AMPM station, you'll get 10 cents off per gallon. This is not a limited time offer. This is like a new thing.
There's now, another company you have
you know,
to
if you're driving
a
long trip, 10 cents off a gallon is something.
Yeah, but you have to have Amazon Prime. I did see that. Right. And there's another company. It's like a combination of the two. You have to have both services to get it.
Well, you can. No, it's an alternative. You can either sign up on Amazon Prime or create a free Earnify account.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, interesting. All right. So there you go. So, Rudy, you're saving Americans money.
10 cents
a
gallon,
with inflation out there,
we'll buy a lot of chicken fingers.
Yeah, you could. That's true. You could do it. All right. Two quick items. I got to keep us in the travel section. You know, as I suggested on air after the Biden-Harris administration killed off JetBlue's acquisition of Spirit, you know, whatever that was earlier in the year, well, now Spirit is preparing for bankruptcy and likely a fire sale to be bought out of bankruptcy by Frontier. They're in conversations on that. They're also racing right now to sell 23 planes to keep current operations going. Not a good sign when you're in the airline business and trying to sell off planes, especially when they're so scarce these days. And then we have the labor union involved with Boeing, who rejected another company offer to end the six-week strike that's really destroying this important U.S. company. Boeing offered a 35% pay increase over 4 years. That's not good enough for the union. Now all 737, 767, 777 production right now, it remains idle. It's not happening. And the jet maker basically on Wednesday, they reported over a $6 billion quarterly loss. And in a memo to staff, well, CEO Kelly Ortberg, he said that the company's now going to plan to cut 17,000 jobs. So not, again, Boeing, I'm very concerned about what's going on there with Boeing, folks.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mary, real quick.
All right, so as communities continue to rebuild following the devastation from Hurricane Helene, the iconic Biltmore in Asheville, North Carolina, has announced its plans to reopen November 2nd for guests for the holidays. The grand house that dates back to 1895 was not damaged, but they did have property damage, including on their farm, and the owners of the estate have launched a $2 million relief fund for Western North Carolina, because as we all know, relief and reconstruction efforts in that area will be ongoing, I think, for quite a while. But they are reopening November 2nd for guests.
All right. Well, we are going to go to a quick sponsors break. By the way, I saw a report out there. Top 20 Halloween cities, New York, Jersey City, Miami, Vegas, Chicago. I'm not sure I agree with those, but maybe you guys do out there listening. David Neilman joins us for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation next. Your favorite travel radio show returns in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why SimpliSafe is changing the game with ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by SimpliSafe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the big show, everyone. Nice to have you aboard as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel. We're about to jump into the Chief Travel Leader conversation, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because world happenings, unknown situations, and sudden changes could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic. We recommend you get protected with TravelGuard.com/carry.
Packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against so many things like trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement, maybe it's work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. Point is, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more, so get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
Many of you listening likely know the name David Neeleman. This is going to be his third appearance on our national show. He's probably best known as the founder of JetBlue Airways. He's also now the founder as well of Breeze Airways. And his long career in the aviation sector of travel has undeniably had a major impact on the industry. So off to the show hotline we go now to reconnect with him.
David, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Nice to have you here again for the Chief Travel Leader conversation.
It's always great to be on with you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. So, you know, you began service with Breeze Airways back in May 2021. I recall when you joined us in August of 2021, you were around 15, 16 cities. Fast forward to today, and you're serving more than 65 cities nationwide. So the entrepreneur in me loves, you know, the way you position the airline from a marketing standpoint as the seriously nice airline. It resonates because we know from firsthand experience the major U.S. airlines are more focused on being transactional airlines these days, as we talk about, particularly American Airlines, rather than being traveler friendly and helping, you know, foster a nice experience. So it's been 15 months since you were last on air with us. Give us an update on Breeze Airways operations now. And is the airline continuing to develop as you had envisioned?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Robert. You know, it's been amazing. As you mentioned, we're 3.5 years in. I think we're close to 30 states and 66 announced cities. We really are hitting our stride. Our guests just love flying with us. And, you know, there's a maturity curve that happens when you announce a city, and then people, you have repeat business and they keep coming back. And so your revenues are kind of at an all-time low when you start, and then they start building. When people come back, you can charge a little more. You come up with innovative ideas to kind of have win-win relationship with your guests. And then you get economies of scale. Your costs are coming down because you're spreading the overhead over more aircraft. We've got today about 43 aircraft. I lose track because we get one every couple of weeks. And, you know, we're kind of at that point where we're starting to make money. And, you know, it's a great thing when the company's doing well because your guests, and that's what we call our guests, really love flying us. You know, we have what I think is the highest, not only the highest NPS score in the country, you know, it's the Net Promoter Score, which is a surveying number. It's kind of in the mid-60s, 70s, which is kind of the highest I've ever seen for an airline. So, you know, it's great. And I think part of the reason for that is that we have great brand-new airplanes and great people serving you, and we're getting more and more on time. We hardly ever cancel a flight. We hardly ever lose your bag. But we fly in these unique city pairs where primarily and probably 80 or 85% of the time, we're the only nonstop flight in the market, and people really appreciate that. They love.
Well, it's a great success story going on.
Yeah, listen, you did get JetBlue off the ground, literally and figuratively, so I am not surprised to hear that Breeze is hitting its stride. David, I want to take you down a macro and financial path in the airline sector a little bit here. So we're seeing some of the fledgling low-cost airlines out there, like Spirit and Frontier, trying to reinvent themselves with an appeal to higher spenders, offering bigger seats up front, free alcohol, things like that. I'm not really convinced enough travelers are going to be enticed away from other carriers to fly those two particular airlines, but I guess we'll see. Breeze Airways does offer a business class feel on your Airbus A220 planes with upfront recliner style seats and leg rests, power outlets, and more. Plus, you have complimentary snacks, all types of beverages, free Wi-Fi, two free checked bags that, as you said, you don't lose, which we appreciate, priority boarding, and some other perks. You call it Breeze Ascent, and I'm curious how big an impact it's had for the airline and how many people are paying up to enjoy the more premium experience with you guys.
Yeah, Mary, it's a really great question. You know, we only have 12 seats up there in Ascent, kind of our first class section, and we get a lot of amenities, and it's been so popular. And this is one of the great things about the 220 is you can switch virtually overnight. So we can go up to 26 first class seats before the exit row, and I think we're really contemplating going to 16 because it's so popular that pretty much. I was up in Hartford, Connecticut yesterday, and I was pushing off 5 early morning flights and shaking hands of all of our guests and talking to our team members, and people were so happy, and those Ascent seats were completely full, especially to Vero Beach, where people love going, where the only airline that flies it.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Well, all right, so let's talk, you know, then aircraft and logistics. You know, we've certainly been discussing the various issues impacting Boeing frequently on the program. I know, you know, you fly Airbus and Embraer aircraft at Breeze Airways, but both Boeing and Airbus are cutting jobs. Suppliers are cutting jobs, citing problems at both Boeing and Airbus. Airlines are also already short on planes that they need to meet travel demand. I'd like to know your thoughts on these realities, if they're having any impact on your operations. You've talked about the Airbus A220, but, you know, I'd like you to hear a little bit more about how satisfied you are with that, because you've made a major commitment to that aircraft.
We have, and it kind of was the reason that there was a reason for being for Breeze. You know, with Spirit and Frontier kind of, where they kind of missed the mark, and they're kind of reaping the difficulties because of it, is they thought that if they just went with a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger airplane, and then they could just force fares down lower and lower and lower and stuffing more and more seats in the airplane, that nobody could ever compete with them. But United and Delta and American said, wait a second, we can go bigger too. We can add an additional 30 seats on our airplane, and those 30 seats cost us less than your full plane costs you. Mm-hmm. And so we can match you fare for fare. And as you said, now Spirit and Frontier are trying to kind of say, wow, wait a second, you know, I'll give you more leg room, I'll give you free booze or whatever. But they're still overlapping all, you know, the big three, and the big three have gotten way better. You know, they're a lot better at what they do. And when they're aggressive on price, one of the CEOs of one of the airlines told me, you know, I've yet to see a single person, that would choose Spirit over us.
I agree with you. Yeah.
That they provide. So, you know, it's for us, a differentiation is really important. That's what the market wants. You know, that's one of the reasons Southwest has struggled. Southwest is very egalitarian, and that's how I started JetBlue. And they said, look, we're going to include everything. Just pay our fare. And there's a lot of people saying, no, I don't want to pay your fare. I just want to take my backpack. I want to be able to travel more. You know, thank you for including my bags, but I don't want to check a bag. You know, I want a lower fare.
Well, there's no question so that's going on out there.
That's that customer.
You know, giving people choice is great. You know, we've got that. We have three sections on our airplane. We have, you know, kind of the basic economy that people really want to pay a really cheap fare. We have a middle section where if you want free Wi-Fi, extra leg room, check bag, carry-on bag, you got that. Or you can have a first-class seat, and then you get even more. So, you know, that choice really resonates with people.
Well, the options, I mean, that's what travelers want that's out there. You know, I saw before the show today, I was looking at Breeze website, and, you know, it's not often in travel that, folks get to save 40%. Right now, you're running a fall sale, if you will, that's 40% off base fares. It starts this Tuesday, October 29th. I see it goes through May 13th, 2025. So listen, you know, I mentioned that because this show does reach over 1.2 million people each week, so I'm sure you'd like, you wouldn't be that upset if they all decided to fly Breeze right now, would you, David?
No, I wouldn't. And, you know, it's great to, if you see these promotions going on. You know, we fly to so many great destinations that, you know, I remember when we announced Charleston, and what I said at that time, and we had to start selling with really short notice because of our FA certification, you know, came right before, and we couldn't sell seats before. I said, there's a lot of people that are coming to Charleston this summer, and they have no idea they're coming to Charleston. And that, and their July, and the July, the month later, was the all-time record high at Charleston, pre-COVID, post-COVID, everything. So, you know, we stimulate a lot of demand, and people look at that and say, wow, I've never been to Charleston. Oh, I'd love to go to Providence and see the leaves.
Well, the cities that you guys go to, they do have to go to the website, Breeze Airways, check out, folks. I mean, all these different cities that are out there. Big, you know, big markets, medium markets, small markets. David, unfortunately, though, we have a network clock that is hard. We always enjoy these conversations with you. We need to do it more frequently. Congratulations on the growing success that you are having with Breeze, and we hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you, too.
All right. Well, nice connecting with David today. By the way, folks, I was surprised when I saw the 40% off sale on their website before the show today. If some of you listening, you know, you fly on Breeze, we'd enjoy hearing about your experiences. Just connect with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Up next, we are going to discover America together. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead this hour. The NCF will kick us off for hour two. All in all, we still have 8 more segments to come today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
You know, we were just talking during the break about how much success David Neeleman has experienced. Lightning doesn't often strike twice or three times for people, but it has for him, folks. As we get into this C block, let's discover America together. We're sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel like we do, but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, well, we say go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, which means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making all the plans. You can do it right here in our own country. You can do it in different destinations around the globe. Wherever it is, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a whole lot of fun.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all 7 continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to do your own thing. Visit Colette.com as a show fan this weekend to save on your next trip, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Well, U.S. monuments come in the form of structures, forests, caves, and other protected lands. Unlike national parks, which go through the legislative branch, a U.S. president can create a national monument by using the authority of the Antiquities Act of 1906. Let's bring in Grace Hassler now, a spokesperson with the National Park Service, for today's Discover America segment of the show.
Good morning, Grace. Thanks for being part of our Discover America segment.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate you being aboard with us today. So I think travelers sometimes tend to tick off certain monuments on their bucket list because they're more popular or well-known for whatever reason. Now, I'm not suggesting not going to see them by any means, but there is a whole other tier that doesn't get as much attention or love. And I want to start Nebraska and Scott's Bluff, which was pivotal on the Oregon Trail. So share some highlights with everyone listening.
Totally. So it's great that you started here because Scott's Bluff is said to boast some of the best scenery in the state of Nebraska. And a fun fact about it is it features the only three vehicular tunnels in the state. So it's truly a monument to history since before history even began. And though it's often recognized for its status as a major landmark on the Oregon Trail, it's also been known and used by people for millennia. If you do visit, I would definitely recommend asking a park ranger about how the bluff got its name. It's really a fascinating story.
Okay, that's a great highlight for that one. So let's head to Maine, to Katahdin Woods and Waters, a designated U.S. monument, but a wild one. Actually, most of Maine is wild.
Yeah, it is.
On the website, I looked it up this morning, Grace. It says, bring extra gas for your car, bring your own food and water, and study your compass skills. This is hardcore Maine, isn't it?
It definitely is. And the wonderful thing is it's actually the most popular season for Katahdin is in winter. So gear up, everybody. It's time to go. They have everything from cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. They do allow some snowmobiling as well. It's an international dark sky sanctuary. It's got a ton of wildlife. It's important habitat for the endangered Atlantic salmon, so you're guaranteed to see some lovely things while you're out there. And it also has the lesser-known International Appalachian Trail running through it. So this is a trail that connects the remnants of the Appalachian Mountains in Maine to Canada and beyond. So if you want to get more remote, you
can. Oh, wow.
Huh. Well, and I love, again,
that's
here,
a great,
just think of the
highlight.
Tourism marketing. Bring your own gas, bring your own food and water, study
your compass skills. Yeah.
Anyway,
go prepared.
Well, listen, Mary and I, we just returned from the volcanic islands of Hawaii less than 2 weeks ago, Maui specifically. You know, but we do have our share of volcanoes here on the mainland as well. And, you know, whether our listeners know that or not, New Mexico's Capulin volcano is a national monument. What can you share with our listeners right now about this? Because they may not know about it.
Yeah, so it's quite the unique landform. It stands about 1,300 feet above the prairie that surrounds it. It has spectacular views from the rim. You can actually see at least four other states from up there. It is, again, one of the darkest locations in the United States and hosts public astronomy nights. And it's often referred to as this island of biology in the prairie for how amazing its biodiversity is.
I'm going to get to Missouri, but real quick. So it's Katahdin. Is that how you say it? And it's
correct.
Yeah. And it's, so just back to Maine for anyone listening. It's K-A-T-A-H-D-I-N. Okay. On to Missouri and the George Washington Carver Monument located in Diamond, Missouri. That's about 15 miles or so southeast of Joplin, just to set it up for everybody. So George was born into slavery, very influential to Missouri and farming. Explain the significance of this monument, Grace.
Yeah. So throughout his life, George Washington Carver's love of nature really informed his work. And that really shines through at his namesake National Monument. So the exhibits and historic structures there work together with the natural beauty of the monument to share the early years of George Washington Carver's life and the inspiration he drew from the natural world. They have this beautiful, easy but delightful walking trail. They have a science lab that serves 10,000 students a year. And they offer some great special events throughout the year, including it's called Art in the Park. They have a Carver Day and a Prairie Day. And all of the building and grounds are ADA accessible.
Which is always good to hear. Yeah, that's
so
great.
Another little tidbit there.
Yeah.
All right, so looking at our clock, we've got about a minute left, so I'd say we'll get to one more of these today. And South Dakota, I mean, you know, listen, South Dakota is such a great state, so underrated that people just need to go. So I want to go to Jewel Cave. I think folks listening, you know, who don't know about it, they may be surprised at the size of this cave, Grace. It's the fifth longest in the world, more than 200 miles of passageways. So, you know, do tell.
Yeah, so it's actually believed that only about 3% of the cave has been found, which is even more wild.
Wow, I did not know that.
So I have five words for you. 20-foot-long cave bacon. It has these amazing cave formations of all kind, including cave bacon and the calcite spar crystal that gives Jewel Cave its name. They offer an amazing selection of guided cave tours, including one that's accessible and one that is guided by lantern. And they do have some above-ground trails for those who prefer to explore using the light of day. They frequently sell out, so definitely get your tickets in advance from recreation.gov.
That's impressive. 200 miles of passageways,
only
3% so far.
Yeah.
So, Grace.
That's what they believe, yep.
Yeah, so listen, nice having you on the show today with us. Appreciate all the information you've shared. We've given people a little bit more to discover America. Folks, you can find out more on all the parks, the 130-plus U.S. monuments at nps.gov. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
Well, Mary, we've just discovered America.
Yes, we have. I love these segments. All right, it's time for another important sponsors break. There are still seven more segments ahead today before we leave for Italy, including the destination spotlight on Williamsburg, Virginia, in about 10 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by CBDistillery.com. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet's crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, maybe you're even stressed out. It's time to make a change with CBDistillery.com. Their targeted formulas are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of companies experienced more calm, and 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and you haven't found relief, make a simple change to CBDistillery.com. With more than 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CBDistillery.com is a source you can trust. And as a listener of our show, we've secured a 20% discount to get you started. They even offer pet products as well. Visit CBDistillery.com online to save 20% or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. We got a bucket list, which is to say a list of things you hope to do before you depart this hallowed land.
Well, 95% of Americans do, according to my next guest, Anthony Martin. He's the founder and CEO of an insurance company that specializes in covering, as his website puts it, final expenses. His company is called Choice Mutual, and I guess it's appropriate that Mr. Martin did a survey of how people in different states have different kinds of bucket lists and how confident they are that they're going to check most of those things off. It's nice to have you here today, Anthony. I was surprised that your survey found so many differences in so many states and that it's not as if each region reflected similar findings, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I was surprised as well, but you are indeed correct.
I mean, literally all over the map, and I mean that literally.
All over the globe. Well, yes.
Did you check around the world too? No.
No, what I mean is like a lot of people have foreign travel destinations as part of their bucket list is what I meant.
Right, right. Well, let's look at some of the longest states. Talk about, maybe the top five or six longest and the top five or four states that have whose folks have the shortest bucket list.
Yeah, so for like the longest, we got like Wisconsin was number one, surprisingly. I think like the top three, like longest ones were Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Maine. The shortest one was actually Arkansas, then Tennessee, then South Carolina. So you probably wouldn't expect that, but you never know till you dig into the data. But that's what turned up.
Well, I for shortest, three of them are in the South, Arkansas, Tennessee, and South Carolina. But number four and five are Nevada and Kansas. So it's not exclusively to the South.
No, not at all.
Any theory why some people have a longer bucket list than others? Is it education, income? Certainly not location.
I thought about that, and I don't know. I really don't know because, like, you hit that nail on the head. It's not like a region thing because you have southern states that are on the shortest list, but clearly Nevada and Kansas are, not in the South. So it's kind of hard to theorize why they were the shortest or why some states were the longest.
Okay. All right. We won't ask you to theorize if you don't know it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I don't know.
What's the number one bucket list item looking throughout the whole country?
The number one thing, I think the number one thing was like foreign travel. Like,
yes, I have your website right in front of me, so I can tell you. Visit specific landmarks in Europe.
Yeah. That was a big one.
And number two was visit specific landmarks in North America. Number three I was surprised about, learn a new language.
Yeah, I didn't think that would be on there as well because, like, you can't learn a language in a short period of time. That's a pretty lengthy endeavor.
Right.
But that was really surprising. But you know what? But I also think that with the tools available today for people to learn languages, maybe that's why it was on there because it's not like it used to be where you maybe have to attend a college, so to speak. You can access a variety of online tools to learn a language. Maybe that's why. But I thought that was very interesting, too.
Well, I like the fourth one, which is mine, is become a millionaire.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would definitely be nice.
I'm not surprised that's on there.
Well, it's a fascinating study, and you can see it by going to choicemutual.com, the website, and you'll find your state colored in as to how many people have bucket lists or longer things on their bucket list. Let's put it that way. But I just love this. I love millionaire is number four. It goes from learning a new language. I want to be a millionaire.
Yeah, I know.
That's a very funny thing. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And what a fun survey this is.
Yeah, happy to be here. I appreciate you having me.
Anthony Martin is the founder and CEO of Choice Mutual. You can check out this list in the blog at choicemutual.com. Thanks so much, Anthony.
Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Do I really want to be a millionaire? I don't know. I think it's getting a little late for me for that. Anyway, so nice having you here today. Stick around. We've got more travel coming up right after this break. Don't go away.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, Rudy was just talking about bucket lists, and for a number of you listening, Colonial Williamsburg and that part of Virginia is likely a place you want to go. You should if you don't. So we're about to do something that we haven't done in 2,695 days on this show. It's time for the Destination Spotlight as we check in on Williamsburg, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Pack like a pro as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
As we head to Italy after today's show to catch up with the Seabourn Ovation, our Travel Pro is already packed and ready to go. The show fans who will be joining us on the ship will also have new Travel Pro luggage. Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks, as we think it's the best. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it will last. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save up to 30% site-wide. There's also a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now up to a place known as the Berg and the Colonial Capital, where Edward Harris, CEO of the Greater Williamsburg Chamber, is holding and ready to go.
Ed, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You know, I can't tell you how many times Mary and I have been to Williamsburg, Virginia, and the surrounding area. In excess of 20 is probably a good place to start. So we know the area well. It's hard to believe that we last checked in on Williamsburg on the show 7 years, 4 months, and 16 days ago, but we're going to do it now. So you've spent a good part of your career in Pennsylvania, some of it in Lancaster, also an area filled with history. I want to know, what attracted you to Williamsburg, and what are you connecting with in the area?
Yeah, sure. Well, travelers want to go to a place that's fun, unique, Instagram-worthy, if you will, places that have a variety of things to do. And, you know, they want to go to a place that's safe and maybe even more so now than ever, a place that delivers a lot of value. And when I was considering this opportunity, I found that the historic triangle beyond Williamsburg, and I'm talking about Jamestown and Yorktown as well, which we promote, they checked all of those boxes, and it's also a beautiful part of the country when you think of the Virginia Peninsula and all the sailing and water sport opportunities that are here as well. And so when I looked at the whole place, the whole destination, it was sort of a no-brainer, although I do miss my friends back in Lancaster, PA, which is also a very unique and special place in and of itself. But the opportunity to come tell this story was just too good to be true.
So, Ed, we could probably do 5 minutes with you alone just on Colonial Williamsburg, which I do think a lot of visitors really associate with Williamsburg, Virginia. But you did mention the historic triangle. And, of course, before we get to that, you also have Busch Gardens. That's a huge draw for the area. But back to the historic triangle, Jamestown, Yorktown. And, of course, you have the College of William and Mary, very famous college. It's as close to Ivy League as you get. Talk a little bit more about some of the specifics of the triangle that locals and visitors really enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, this historic triangle region is really where it all started when it comes to American history. I mean, this historic triangle served as sort of the revolutionary think tank. And today, Williamsburg itself is the largest living history museum out there. And whether you're in Williamsburg, Jamestown, or Yorktown at the battlefield or the Jamestown settlement, it is truly our American roots and where our country really took shape. And people love to visit here just to walk in the same footsteps of those early settlers.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I think what we've always connected with when it comes to Williamsburg is the area is able to engage a wide range of travelers. I mean, Mary mentioned the university keeps a steady group of young people there. There's no question you're big with families. But Williamsburg, it's also a great destination for couples, older travelers. It's a great place if you're a foodie. With all the golf shopping, special hotels and resorts, the outdoor activities, you have this real melting pot to make people feel welcome and keep them coming back, Ed. You know, thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, that's a good way to say it. And this time of year, it's all about the haunted history. And people are coming in long distances to experience the ghost tours. Maybe they'll play golf, like you mentioned. We have great shopping, whether it's Merchant Square or, of course, our popular premium outlets, which have over 120 stores. So, you know, there really is something for everybody. It sounds like a cliche, but I really do believe that about the historic triangle in Williamsburg itself. Mm-hmm. And we've got events happening throughout the year as well.
You know, I'm not surprised they're coming for the Halloween haunts with all the battlefields there. So listen, the holidays are going to be here soon. And I do think a lot of people associate Williamsburg as a summer and maybe warmer weather destination. But help us dispel that notion, because there are certainly going to be reasons to visit during the holidays in the winter, Ed, right?
Of course. If you haven't heard about Grand Illumination, that's coming up. This year they're extending it. It's going to be the first three weekends in December. And that gets everybody into the spirit of the holidays, with the whole town decorated with those special natural wreaths that they make with garlands and candles. And there's special programming with colonial-era music. There's dancing. There's performances by all the costumed interpreters. And, of course, the evenings culminate with all the fireworks displays that are happening across town.
A lot of fun.
The first 3 weeks of December is really special here.
Mm. All right, one thing that you say travelers must experience to really feel like they have come and enjoyed Williamsburg.
Well, for me, it's probably something called Pantheon, which is one of the nine roller coasters over at Busch Gardens. And they actually recently broke ground on their 10th roller coaster, which is going to open in the spring. But okay. Pantheon, that'll blow your hair back, and you'll want to come back.
There we go. So, you folks, you could go enjoy this with Ed yourself. I want to give the website, visitwilliamsburg.com, visitwilliamsburg.com. You can get all the information and plan your visits. Ed, have a nice weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ed. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there we are, Williamsburg, Virginia. That's how we're going to end Hour 1. Hour 2 is going to kick off in about 7 minutes with the NCF, and then Mary and I will be headed to JFK for a flight over to Italy. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us, folks. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime, frankly, at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.